This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Sofer, Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Five lines up from the bottom. Omar Loi Rabbi Bar Bachon Aleph, and they said to his sons, B'nai, my son, Loi Soichal, you shouldn't eat the chalef that's in the bend of the stomach, in the bow of the stomach, lo b'fonai, lo shalobachnai, even in my presence. Not in my presence, surely not. But other people think it's also. But in my presence, you shouldn't do it. I'll explain why. Ani shero'i, says Rabbi Yechon Shoch, I saw Rabbi Yechon who ate it. So I have somebody to rely on. Kedai hu Rabbi Yechon, and this may have all before. Rabbi Yechon is worthwhile for me to rely on him when I'm eating in his presence and not in his presence. Even after he's gone, I can still continue to eat because I have a sound foundation. You didn't see him. Yes, well, I know what I'm telling you. Others differ with me and say, Rabbi Yechon never said so. Lord Toichal, you shouldn't eat before night, you should never eat the chayla of the Ayal Yisrael. Since others deny Rabbi Yechon has said so, so therefore, why should you believe me because I'm your father? It's a machlekes achomim, but Rabbi Yechon has said. So therefore, you can't eat, you have to be machmir. But I know, therefore I could say that. Pay attention. There were differences of opinion with Rabbi Yechon and Seth. So their father said, Rabbi Yechon said this, I saw it. Others say he didn't say it. Now whom should they believe? Just because it's in their father, they can't do that. It's a machlekes hachomim. So you'll say, because my father said that I left Baal Ben father, and I'll disregard the other hachomim. When it comes to halacha, you have to follow the rules of halacha. He is only wrong against others. What did Rabbi Yechon say? He, however, he knows if he can eat. The sons, they don't know. They're just listening to what their father said, what other chachamim said. Therefore, they can't eat. I said that the first time, didn't I? Didn't add a word. Right. Rabbi Abba Chana, who said that, differs with himself. A certain Rabbi Yechon ben Elazar once spoke to me. I followed him in a garden. The seventh year. And he took svichekru, that means a self-growing fruit of kru. Kru is a big cabbage, not like ours. It used to grow like a tree almost, a small tree. And sviche means what grows by itself. Nobody planted in Swiss. The ocha and the ate. The noosan li, and gave it to me. Omei said, B'ni, my son, before my presence you should eat. Shalom before the Lord Seichel. Not in my presence you shouldn't eat. Ani shiroi, says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Shachal. I saw Rabbi Shimon Yochai, you ate it. Kedai who Rabbi Shimon Yochai is worthy of this mechalov to rely on him before the Shalom. Since I saw him, I can rely on him even though he's gone. I told you, but didn't see Rabbi Shimon Yochai, so before in my presence. Because since I am the one who saw it, and you're in my presence, echel you can eat. Shalom b'fonai, not in my presence, lo yisrael you can eat. Now this is different from what he said before. Rabbi Bahana said that his son can never eat, even in his father's presence. And now this one holds, in his father's presence he could eat, only in his father's absence he can't eat. So two shittas about that. So again, the person who saw the great man of Shimon Yehoi, a big Pesach, who said what he said, he can rely on him even after he's gone. And he can disregard all those who say it's Asa. I will soon see what the Isa is. But right now I just take it as Asa, according to other people. But since Shimon Yehoi said it's Muta, So the one who saw him eat it can eat it any place. But the one who didn't see him eat it, his son, in the presence of the father, he can eat. In the presence of his Talmud, the Rebbe, he can eat. In the presence of the Rebbe, he can eat. Not in the presence of the Rebbe, he can't eat. Because in the presence of the Rebbe, he should follow his Rebbe. Not in the presence of the Rebbe, he has to listen to what others say, and others say not. If it can be a miracle, say that. My Rebbe Shimon. Now the following little piece of Gemara, Rashi has a perish, and he's not satisfied. It says Gimgum. Gimme means it's not clear. Tes has a number of perishim. I looked at in Mishnayos, and I found the perish that's easiest. And we're going to say that perish. It's another Rashi or Tesis. As follows. In Shvi'is, any species that when the time comes, you can't find it any longer on the field, then you can't keep it in your house anymore. Then you chayev in beer, you have to get rid of it. If they throw it out on the field, so anybody who wants, poor people or animals can come and take it. It has to be hefker. That's beer. But before the beer, you can eat what grows on Shvi'is by itself. You can't plant anything. What grows by itself, you can eat. That's called sficha. That's the fundamental idea of Shvi'is. There's before the beer, you can eat sficha, what grows by itself. But even sficha, what grows by itself, when it's no longer available in the field, you can't keep it anymore. You have to have beer, you have to throw it out. Now, midrabbanan, even sfichim are also, if they're of the species that people plant, although nobody planted them, but it looks like they were planted. So let's say, if wheat grows by itself, so sfichim of wheat, even before the beer, are also, because it looks like they were planted. Planted is also to use, even before the beer, again. When things grow by themselves, before the beer, they're mutter. After the shasa beer, when they're no longer available on the field, they're usher. But if they're planted by people, they did an avera of planting a shvi, it's usher, even before the beer. So, let's say wheat grows by itself. Some seeds are in the ground, it grows by itself. So, al pidin is mutter. But the hachamim made exere on those sfihim that usually are planted, like wheat and barley, the grains that are planted, that is, even the sfichim should be also, because it looks like it was planted by people. But sfichim that are not planted, that grow wild, or grow by themselves, like fruit of the trees. The trees are not planted now. Everybody knows they weren't planted this year. So therefore, sfichim of trees are mutal. Up till the beer, of course, when the time comes, that this fruit on the trees is not available anymore in the fields either, in the wild trees either, that you have to take it off from your house and throw it away. Can't keep it anymore. But up to the time of beer, sfichim, that's not the derech to plant, you can keep. There's no gzera there. Nobody will suspect they were planted in the trees. You won't suspect you planted these trees in the trees. They see trees, big trees already. You weren't planted in the trees. First say that over to your neighbors, then we'll learn the Gemara. My Rabbi Shimon, the time you learn. Rabbi Shimon, call us Fichin Asurim. All those things that grow by themselves are also. Because Mavisayan, people will think, all the Fichin that grew by themselves were not planted, still they're also. Because a Mavis Ayan, the people will think you're planted by the owner. You see, eating these things, look, he planted the Shvi'is. It's also, who is Svihe Klub? Svihe Klub, that's a big vegetable. It grows like a little tree. There, it's Muta. It grew by itself. There's nothing similar to it among things of their vegetables that are planted. I mean, it looks like a tree. It looks like it. Now, all trees, you can eat the fruit. on Shvi'is, up to the beer. But everybody knows a tree you're not planting on Shvi'is. Therefore, that kind of Svi'ah that grows by itself on the tree is surely a mutter. But Svi'ah of Yerokis, vegetables like that and cereals are also because people might think you planted them. Now the question, where is Ku? Does Ku belong among the trees? Or it's not a tree after all, because Ku you do plant every year. Only it grows so big that it's conspicuous, it looks like a tree. And since we say from trees, there's no Isa or Svi'ah, maybe that Ku also no Isa or Svi'ah. So he says, Kuv is different. We're makel by Kuv. If only you're only Xavier, people might think you planted it. But Kuv, since it's a big thing, so that Hachamim were matzah. That's what he says. She'ein kayetzi, but nothing like a Kuv. It's a big plant, the Erekasa, among the vegetables. It's distinguished. Not like any other vegetables. It comes to eat Sfihe Kuv. You won't come to eat Sfihe of lettuce or Sfihe of wheat. And therefore, the Gzeira doesn't apply to Svihei Kuv. Bahahoma Emoim, call us Svihei Masum, even Svihei Kuv. Even Svihei Kuv. The Talaya, both of them are Libra the Rabbi Kiva, follow Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya learned Rabbi Kiva. It says, Hein Lon Isra, the people say, we won't plant on the Shemitah year, but on Nezer S to us, I won't be able to gather in our crops. So, Omar Rabbi Akiva, why do you have to say both things? We won't plant, won't gather in the crops. Since they won't plant, for where could they gather in the crops? Sure, they won't gather in the crops. So they say we won't plant and won't gather in the crops. So it looks like sometimes there are crops to gather in, only it's us to gather them in. We count here, we learn this feeling, Shayna Suit. Now that's a drash, asmachta. It's only asmachta. So therefore, some things also to plant. I mean, everything is also to plant. You can't plant anything. The question is, what about gathering in? So I would be not tell you the things you didn't plant, you can gather in. But I want to say, even though you didn't plant, you also cannot gather it in. But my complicate, I want to say, why is it machleket about food? I want to hold God's lina and speak a food, but he shall speak a dalman. Regeis, if it permits Svihei Kuv, or they grew by itself, if it permits to eat on Shvi'is before the beer, they'll eat other things. And other things is a shash of Mario Sa'an, looks like it was planted. Therefore, you can't even eat Svihei Kuv. And the Shimon saw by the Lord God's in Svihei Kuv, or the Svihei the Alma. Svihei Kuv, since it's big, almost like a little tree, it's conspicuous, that the Chachamim didn't make it usa. So before the beer, you can eat Svihei Kuv, even though you cannot eat any other sweet in the group by themselves. Say that. Now you won't find this parish. You won't find this parish here. Right. Ha-hoylech min mokim she'es the mokim she'elis. If you go from a place where they do work Erev Pesach before Chatzos to a place where they don't, so you have to be machmir and also not to do work Kedem Chatzos. Because you put on a man a chumrah from the place where he came from or from the place where he's going to. Which place is more chumrah, you put all the chumrahs on him. And what says, Bishop, this is right here, the Mokim Shaysim. The Mokim Shaysim. If he goes to the place where they do not do, where they do work, Erev Pesach in the morning, to a place where they don't do work, noticing a lot of chumrah, Mokim Shaysim, all of you put upon him the chumras of the place to where he went, and he shouldn't do work there. Even though he comes from a place where they do work, the Al Yeshan, or the man should make any changes, then they are machlekes. That's always a principle. You should be machmir, like where you are. The place where you are, even though you yourself have a different meaning, the place where you are, they are machmir, you have to follow the chumra of their meaning. Otherwise, it looks like machlekes, being different. Shouldn't try to be different. Try to be with them. Even though you have a different minik, but don't display your minik here. Follow their minik v'chumra. And he shouldn't do work. Since he came to a place where they don't work, so he shouldn't do work. Ela, but, if he goes, mokim she'ein oisim, mokim she'oisim, from a place where they don't work, to a place where they do work. So you want to say, al yeshan other. Man shouldn't change. Now machlekes does mean benabit has to do work. But the principle is he shouldn't show that he's different. Now he's coming to place, everybody's working. And he's walking around the Pesach like it's yontif to him. So he's demonstrating machlekes. Benabit, and he, so therefore we should tell him to do work in order not to demonstrate machlekes. We tell him he should do work. How can you say so? You said, has to keep both chumas. He comes from a place where they don't work. So how can you say when he comes to a place where they do work? And not to avoid machlekes, he should also do work. But he's forsaking the chumra, the place in which he came. Once more. We see there are two things here. You have to keep the chumras of both places. And you shouldn't be mishane from the place where you came because of machlekes. Now, you came from a place where they don't work, to a place where they do work. And he wants to do what the mission says, he shouldn't be different because of machlekes. Everybody's working. So it means he should do work in order not to be different. But how can he do work? It's against the principle that he has to have, keep the chumras of the place from which he came to. And then they don't do work, to the kasha. The two principles. One principle is he should fulfill the chumras of both places, to where he came and to where he came. And the second is he shouldn't be mishane, shouldn't be different in the place where he came, because of machlekes. Now, if he went from a place where they work to a place where they don't work, both principles agree with each other. He won't work in the new place, just fulfilling the chumrah of that place where he came, and he won't be mishane. Just like they don't work, he's not working. But suppose he comes to a place where they don't work, to a place where he does work, where they do work, the principles are in collision with each other. Because if a follower of the principle, not to be mishane, not to be different, he has everybody working. It means he should work. But if he's working, he's transgressing the principle not to forsake the chumras of the place where he came from. So how can it fulfill if it's a contradiction in the two principles? This din that you shouldn't be different from where you, in the place where you're coming, goes on the reisha. I mean, you're going to a place where they do work. The place where they don't work, you should also not work. There you can fulfill both things. You're fulfilling the chumra of the place where you came, and you're not mishane. But if you come to a place where they do work, to where they don't work, to a place where they do work, and you want to show that you're the same as everybody else who works, you can't do that. But there, you have to fulfill the principle of following the chumra where you came from. So when it says al yeshane, that's only when it's not in conflict with the chumras of the place where you came from. Say that inside. When you come from a place where they don't work, the place where they do work, we ignore the al yishan or the machlekes in order not to transgress the chumre or the place where it came from. Well, we all might get a pshat like this. Well, we agree with Abaye in principle. But the pshat in Mishnah is different. Lo yom ha-sefer. Those are the sefer too. He comes from a place where they don't work, the place where they do work. And he says, and said, al yishane, it means all come on. It's not called a shinoi. Ein bezu leshidim achlekes. The man comes to a place where they don't work, a place where they do work, and he doesn't do any work because he's fulfilling the chumra where he came from. That's not called a shinoi. That's what it means. Al yishane, don't worry about that. It's not called a shinoi. That's a lot of lens of shad. Not a command. It's not called a shinoi. The fact that he's not working is not a shini. Why? My karma, what are you saying? People will see him not working. They say, you're conducting yourself with a chumah in our place to say the malacha is usher? We hold malacha is muta? That's not a shini. Why? Maybe only people will say, the fact that he's not working doesn't mean he's breaking our minhag to work. They'll say, come batlonik, how many idlers are in the street? He's not an idler. Not doing it because of a principle. So therefore, Rabbi agrees with Abaye. You come from a place where they don't work, the place where you do work, certainly you can't work. You have to keep the home where you came from. Only Rabbi said, The Mishnah is saying that too in the Sefer. Al Yeshana Oda, man should not change because of Machlekes. But in this case, it's not going to cause any Machlekes. The fact that people see it not working, they won't say because he's going against their meaning that they do work. No, he has nothing to do and no work to do anyhow. So that's where we stop being.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.